all of us are involved in the maritime industry in one way or the other, and we know that maritime industry is very capital intensive, and it's cyclical, going from boom to bust. And we also know that ship construction creates lots of jobs, so states and governments subsidize those, so we sometimes have oversupply of vessels. We know that maritime law involves the movement of people or goods, so during hard economic times, the maritime industry will feel the full impact. In the 1980s, some of you weren't alive then, but I was a young lawyer, and there was a crash in the maritime industry. All of a sudden, one day, all the vessels offshore got tied up. There was an oversupply of vessels because the investment tax credit, I knew one case where rock stars were investing in vessels and the like, and there was just an oversupply of vessels. And the industry imploded. And from there, I learned bankruptcy law because most of our clients were going bankrupt or had to be restructured. Recently, the post-Lehman Brothers, we all know, with the severe recession, the trade went way down and shipping companies suffered. And now, near and dear to all of us, the oil price collapse, commodity price collapse and oil price collapse is causing tremendous problems in the offshore oil service vessel market and all. You know, boats are, if you go down to Fushan and other places, boats are just tied up. You just walk across. It's really bad. So marine industry has boom and bust. And I believe more and more bankruptcy, marine practitioners like yourself, bankruptcy will touch your practice. And I think you're going to see more and more foreign shipping interests try to come within the United States bankruptcy courts for protection. In fact, the TMT procurement case that was filed in Houston about 3 years ago, I'll talk about that later, tried to manufacture jurisdiction here in the United States because the stay order would stop foreclosures all over the world.